Last call for the Schroeder Historical Society's annual Lundy Vacation Home Tour. Saturday, July 14th, is the date of the 8th annual tour of homes and cabins designed by renowned architect Edwin Lundy. This year, the tour will also include some vacation homes designed by architect Dale Mulfinger, who will be on the tour in person. There's a charge for the tour, but the proceeds benefit the Schroeder Historical Society. Call Suzanne at 663-7706 for more details and registration. The Big Tofty 4th of July celebration is in the record books for another year. I call it the biggest small town celebration in the Northland. I'm not sure if I coined that phrase or if I heard it somewhere. The highlight for me this year was my mother, Mary Alice Hansen, being named Tofty Citizen of the Year. It was a great honor for her, and she got to ride in a convertible in the big parade. Mary Alice was instrumental in the founding of the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum and served for many years as the Tofty Town Clerk. It was nice of the town officials to honor her, especially because she now lives in Grand Marais. The Memorial Blood Center Bloodmobile will be in Tofty at Zor Lutheran Church on Tuesday, July 17th, from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Contact Polly at 663-7398 for an appointment. As I write this, the Forest Service is working a wildfire near Parent Lake, north of Schroeder. After one day, the lightning-caused fire is already 3 to 5 acres in size. It's only a quarter of a mile from last year's big Pagami Creek fire. The Forest Service is working it with a big water bomber, and it will likely just be another routine fire for them. The amazing thing is that 2 weeks ago, we were recovering from one of the biggest rain events in the history of the forest. It's an excellent example of how fast things change with the weather and fire danger. The lakes are still very high, but 2 weeks of hot, dry weather has driven the fire danger right back up. We lost a good friend here at Sawbill this week. Ed Erickson from Chautauq, Wisconsin, was a favorite visitor here at Sawbill for at least 40 years. Ed retired as a school counselor about 10 years ago. It's hard to describe how attentive and empathetic he was with other people. For starters, he remembered the name of every person that he ever shook hands with. He would question them closely about the spelling and pronunciation of their name, at which point you could almost see him consciously commit it to memory. It was remarkable how just this small courtesy endeared him to so many people. He was a relentlessly positive and upbeat person, but he was very serious when it came to fishing. His wife, Audrey, caught a 13-pound walleye on Alton many years ago, and they had it mounted in what can only be described as a shrine in their rec room. About 10 years ago, Ed got seriously lost while grouse hunting. A search was organized, and John Oberholzer from Lutzen found Ed, who was tired and hungry after nearly 8 hours of wandering through swamp and thicket. Ed and Obi have had a special bond ever since. As I told Ed's family, he'll be missed by all who knew him, but we can take consolation in knowing that he is in a place where the fish are always biting. That is Ed's heaven, for sure. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.